weather, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Third hour, my friends, Thursday, 24th day of March, 05. We're talking to Sergeant Matthew Tartaglia, highly decorated rescue worker and counselor as well, and debriefer there at the World Trade Center disaster site. And it's a laundry list of things that he's an eyewitness to, and everything he's a witness to, we've already confirmed with multiple other sources, most of it even in the mainstream media, but forgotten. But it's good to have an eyewitness on to discuss this, from the data recorders being found, how the buildings were turned into dust, to different elements of the government robbing and looting things out of the buildings and the ATMs, to the rescue workers, firemen, police, Port Authority workers not getting medical treatment for the asbestos. We're going to cover it all. Where should we start, Sergeant?
I think we should just keep going from the beginning there. When we first got there, we were told where we could go and where we couldn't go. There were different places that you were not to go to. One of the things you were not to go to, and they claimed it was for safety, was down in the garages, the parking garages. They were very flooded. There was a lot of problems like that. All the apartments around there were all sealed off. A lot of things were very much sealed off. However, at the same time, at this, right from the beginning, one of the things that I noticed is there was looting everywhere. People were stealing clothes that were meant for us, the rescue people. When our clothes got so contaminated, we were told not to bring our clothes off that site. Don't wear anything on the site. You're not prepared to leave there because it's contaminated. We went through a OSHA training on how to use our breeders, but you know, I didn't wear a breeder, and neither did any of my counselors, because how can you talk through a muffled, double filtered respirator? You can't. The damage that you would see there, number one, I want to just move to one thing that's my pet peeve that drives me absolutely insane, if you don't mind for one second, and that is that they claim that they found these passports of the hijackers. There wasn't one piece of glass on the ground that was whole. I would like to know how it is possible that a plane that is supposedly incinerated steel that's supposed to handle 4,000 and 5,000 degrees Fahrenheit burning for days on end, a passport that was on that plane survived in that kind of ball fire. I'd like to know how that happened. I'd like to know how all of the convenient things were found, but nothing, quote-unquote, inconvenient was found. I'd like to know how is it possible that they knew that a ring that was contaminated with all of this thing, that they got the DNA off of it. Anybody who's ever followed DNA sampling knows that you need a pretty clean source of DNA to know who it is. When we found body parts, it wasn't like something you see in some crazy horror film. It looked like a rag. It looked like something you never want to see in your life, ever.
I want to repeat all of this because, yeah, they said they found a ring of one of the hijackers.
That's right.
They found not one but two passports.
That's later right.
Later it turns out that they were fakes and the government just dropped the story. But, you know, it's like that magic bullet that shot through two people in steel. It wasn't even deformed that hit Kennedy.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a magic bullet. There's several of those. There's a couple people who have been shot by that same magic bullet manufacturer.
Now, for those that don't know, if you shoot a bullet into water, it deforms, folks.
Exactly.
You shoot a bone with a bullet, it blows into pieces.
It breaks into fragments most of the time.
One that went through two people and four bones in metal.
That's an amazing bullet.
Well, it's just like this passport. It's made out of kryptonite.
I guess so. It must be the most powerful substance on Earth, and we should be looking at that, too, you know, maybe to protect our planes and our buildings, maybe, or something. We can paint the walls with that or wallpaper them. Next time, we won't have any problem. But one of the other problems...
Well, tell you what, we got a break. Let's come back and go over the passport, over more of this, over the looting. I want details of the looting. And then I want to talk about how you've gotten sick and what's happened to members of your team.
Okay.
And take some phone calls. We'll be right back talking to an eyewitness. He was there, folks. Highly decorated. So, Matthew, stay with us. We shall return after this quick break.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing crisis, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
For some time now, many people have heard of the benefits of Oregacin, Oreganol, Oregamax, and the many other health products from North American Urban Spice. Dr. Cass Ingram has stated,
extracts of wild oregano, notably the P73 oil, in particular the P73 Oregacin, completely obliterate the human cold virus in 20 minutes in one dose with a 100% kill.
Health and well-being can be achieved by using the all-natural Urban Spice products from North American Urban Spice. Call 877-817-9829 to order or ask for a free catalog. The oils, juices, and capsules manufactured by North American Urban Spice are from the finest raw materials in the world, which is why North American Urban Spice is recognized as the leader in natural herbal products.
The herbal medicine has the exact frequency, the exact chemistry to kill any germ.
Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Start down the road to herbal health. Herbs and spices or doctors and drugs, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 to order your North American Urban Spice products today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're talking to one of the rescue heroes, and he was highly decorated for the work he did in the weeks after 9/11. And just everything he's saying checks out with the publicly available information we have, Sergeant Matthew Partaglia. And Sergeant, again, continuing with this, so you're there on ground zero, you're looking at this total devastation, and they're claiming that they found one of the hijackers' rings with some of his blood on it. They found two of the hijackers' passports. Later turned out they were fake. The government had manufactured that. But we have a government, folks, that pays for hundreds of millions of dollars a year in fake newscasts. Okay? I mean, they, you know, that pay off the reporters. So,
well, they won the, an election that way, too. Let's not forget that.
Well, this is what they do over and over again. So you're there, and then you described how day one, they're not letting you guys get in to rescue people.
Right. Alex, from that evening on, it was a recovery effort. They kept on telling people that it was a rescue effort, it's a rescue effort, it's a rescue effort, and that's about M-O-N-E-Y and nothing else. Money, money, money. Send us your money. We got things to take care of. We got people to food. There was food rotting on the dock. There was so much food there. There was, the only thing they did not turn away was money. There were bikes.
Well, I remember when the Red Cross kept saying, give us blood, because most people won't give blood, they'll give money. It's the psychology.
Right.
And it's turned out that just thousands and thousands of gallons of blood was rotting It was a big joke. And then, of course, I told people, I said, don't give your money to the Red Cross. They'll give it to gun control. They'll give it to other groups. And they kept half the money. And then I saw articles where they would only go offer families money to shut up.
Shut up.
And then you just said that.
To go away and shut up. If you want money, you need to be a pain in PETA. You know what I mean? Pain in the arse. And you need it to be it seriously, because there's plenty of shut-up money. But honorable money, there's none of that. I need some help, there's none of that. My teeth are falling out, there's none of that. I'd like to talk to somebody, that's what insurance is for. And when we were helping the emergency workers, you know, we were 12 hours on, 12 hours off. If you spoke to civilians, you actually were reprimanded by not being allowed to go back to the pile per hour, per occurrence. So if you talked to four people, they wouldn't say anything to you on the pile, but when you got back to come back, you know, and got ready at the Port Authority, got showered, dressed, and ready to return, they'd say, Tartaglia, you have to hold up a second. We need to talk to you for a second. And then we would have nonsensical conversations for 2 or 3 hours. And then
it was all run basically as an intelligence operation.
That's right. Now
we know that by day two they arrested anybody with cameras.
Yes.
They said no overflights, no cameras. Why would they say that? What did you see happening?
One of the reasons that I can tell you that, and I'm sure that this is why they took the cameras away. First of all, they didn't take cameras away from everybody. They took them away from people they couldn't control.
Yeah, FEMA was allowed to have cameras.
FEMA was allowed to have cameras. Police, the Port Authority, certain people who I was attached with were allowed to have cameras, and I had a camera also. After my second full day there, I just decided that it was stupid to pull my camera out unless I saw something absolutely that could not be passed up. Mostly what you saw was evidence of an implosion. Mostly what you saw was that there are cameras everywhere, and it's more of what they say they couldn't catch on camera had to be caught on camera if it was on. And I have no reason to believe that those cameras were not working before or on that day. Now let's visit something else. I know for a fact, because I believe you saw my certificates there. They are from FEMA, several of them. I am a FEMA-trained person and FEMA-certified. That means that if there's a situation in my area, even sick and laying down, semi-retired from what I'm doing, if I have the most experience, I am the OIC, officer in charge, until someone can relieve me who has more training. That's the law. There is a secret government. I'm sorry, it's not a secret anymore, but it is a government that's set up, and they are a fear-based martial law solution, and that's what it's all about. It's all about fear. But moving on, keeping on what we.
I want to go back to the cameras.
Mm-hmm.
Just like with the Pentagon, they go and they grab them at gas stations, at hotels.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Same thing here. There were all those businesses and other buildings. They counted it up. It was like 300 cameras that were aiming at the towers.
That's right.
But they declared national security on those tapes when people would try to sue to get them. What are they trying to hide?
I think that they're trying to hide what. There was a film there that was extremely hush-hush, and a lot of people are going to take offense with what I'm about to say. And to those people, I'm sorry. There is a film that shows firefighters breaking into an ATM machine. They stole over $470,000 in cash money. They didn't do anything to them. Why? Because America wouldn't understand, unquote. They let them get away with unreal stuff. There was rules and regulations. Only FDNY did not have to follow it. And it's been my experience in my life and in my line of things that I've done that the only people who are in charge are the ones who have carte blanche to go wherever and do whatever they wish. I believe that NY knew ahead of time. They may have been duped, just like the military, into believing that it was a training exercise, and that's why so many of them were talking openly at first. But the Secret Service was there on a regular basis. They did not hide who they were in any way, shape, or form, but they would discreetly speak with you, And I saw grown men who I've seen and who I know to be in gunfights and all kinds of different things turn pale as a ghost and speak not of what they were told.
Now, let's talk about the flight data recorders. It's been in the major publications. It's been in the Philadelphia Daily News. Two search and rescue individuals, one of them very highly decorated like yourself, said that they physically, that three of the data recorders have been found. Because, well, there's two data recorders and one voice recorder.
Right.
There's two per plane. That three of them have been found. They were loaded on four-wheelers.
Right.
And the FBI said, shut your mouth. What do you know about that?
I believe that they, first of all, my understanding about those recorders when they were found is they were in pretty good shape for what they had supposedly been through.
Yeah, that's what they said, yeah.
Number two, one of the big problems was is that they were trying to say that they found those boxes on three different occasions. Not just three boxes, but three different occasions, all of the boxes were found. So, in my opinion about that is that they're trying to disqualify what these highly decorated and honest people said. We found the box. The reason that they're trying to disbunk all of this is because they wanted to have the box for longer so they could, quote-unquote, edit what they needed out for national security. I guess that must have been the remote control buttons going off and all, because I can't imagine what will be national security to not let us know, have a little bit of sense of peace.
They ordered the FAA to shred all the tapes.
Absolutely. That's against the law. It's also, I'd like to know why, that when I fly my Cessna, if I just falter off path a little bit, I have a radio call, you know, Cessna 098 November, where are you going? Where are you going? You mean to tell me they lost some people for all that time? You mean to tell me a supersonic jet that can go three times the Mach speed couldn't get to those people? Something's wrong to high heaven and down. There's no way what they said is true from anything that you say to me, Alex. There's so much stuff that sometimes you can't even remember all of it.
Well, let's talk about, before we get take some calls and get back into more of the 9/11 cover-up, let's talk about, they admit those buildings, the pillars were coated in asbestos.
Mm-hmm, yes, they were.
And which is another reason they couldn't burn or melt, folks. But that place was pulverized, turned into dust. And then Bush says support the firefighters, the rescue workers, but then he blocked the 90-plus million for medical treatment.
Right, and you know what? When you burn metal at that rate, and anybody who knows anything about being there was a hose running nonstop on that fire. And that because the metal was burning like at the heat of magnesium, damn near, and it was so hot that what they were trying to do was not necessarily put out the fire, but mist the damn particulate. I have now been.
Listen,
told,
Sergeant, I know you're upset, but we have a lot of children listening. Let's be real careful. No, I know this is very upsetting to you. I understand. I apologize
thank
for having
you
to
for pointing that out, though. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
The particulates that were in the air had to be watered down and dropped. And there were only certain parts of the site that you could not legally leave without going through decontamination.
Now, let's explain. If jet fuel is cold burning and
right.
People are standing in the holes of the buildings after the...
That's not possible.
Yeah,
that's not possible.
Exactly. So how did we get... than these white-hot fires that were still burning weeks later?
Some people call them subatomic nuclear-controlled explosions. Some people call them tactical nukes.
Well, the question is, we have the thermal photos. How do you, weeks later, have stuff burning, molten down in there?
There's only one way. There had to be a combination of some very high, powerful stuff. And when that stuff all closed in on itself, it just burned and burned because it was burning. I mean, that is not a lie or something like that. That smoke came out and it burned like crazy. It was unreal, that fire.
Well, I want to talk about the health problems you and others have had. I mean, it's admitted. They call it the WTC cough.
Yep.
A lot of people died from it. And
yes.
The government says, shut up. You're not getting anything.
If you don't know what you're talking about, you're crazy.
And the Red Cross is going to keep the money for themselves.
Mm-hmm. Well, they only give away some. I think they keep 20% off.
My doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cardivite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cardivite, that's all changed now. I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cardivite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cardivite.
We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a high vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're talking to Sergeant Matthew Tartaglia. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're going to go to your calls, David and Mark and Chris and Richard and Harvey and everybody else here in just a few minutes. Continuing with the health problems, again, it is admitted that the rescue workers and New Yorkers, period, but especially rescue workers, breathed all this asbestos and other chemicals, and there were treatments for all of this. But Bush personally had Congress shut down the money the 90 plus a million, because that would have been an admission of exposure, and just denied you guys that. And I mean, what have the health problems been like for yourself and your friends and others that were there?
Most everybody has a chronic sinusitis. They have ringing of the ears. Some people's teeth and gums are bothering them. In the last year, I've lost 7 teeth. They just have broken while I was eating. I have 3 or 4 more teeth that are just, they're dying. And my dentist said, I've never seen anything like this in someone who's healthy. There's something wrong with you, but I cannot find what it is, and I can't stop it either.
Did you see the new scientist? They did the scans, CAT scans of the lungs, and everybody they tested, it just was filled with asbestos?
Yes. I have 90, the doctor said to me, I have 97% of the population in America breathes more efficiently than I do. And that most of the people who are in that 3% are the people from Ground Zero. And with it, debilitating deathbed type of lung problems.
Now, you've had friends that have died?
Yes. My Roland was our supervisor. He's the person who initiated me into critical incident stress management. He's the person who made sure that my training was up to par. He's the person who I went to as a confidant. And on December 31st, he went home. And on January 1st, he dropped dead from a massive heart attack in his house. And
had he been having health problems?
He had been having health problems just like mine, just like the people who were there. But one thing that he did not stick to, that we did stick to, is that we allowed ourselves a week break between our time. Roland was there all the time. He gave his life to make sure that the problems at Ground Zero stayed at Ground Zero for the most part, but got worked out too.
Now, they admit that this has happened for the people there, and 14 search and rescue dogs have died of these bizarre nasal cancers. They found the asbestos in them as well. There's also all the heavy metals that were there. What happens when you, I mean, what was the effect on the rescue workers when the medical treatment money got blocked?
Well, some people committed suicide. Some people went crazy. Some people lost their wives or husbands because they... Your spouse, unless you were there, it's like Vietnam. When someone says, hey, if you weren't there, you don't have any idea, you really don't. When you know the truth about something and you can't talk about it, and not even your wife or anything like that, and you have these eruptions of character, they're called.
Well, you were saying also that you were debriefing people as a counselor.
Yes.
As well, and, yes. and that just the stuff they were talking about just showed what a fraud the official story was?
Yes.
What are some examples of that?
Some of the examples were the availability for the blood, for instance. Someone said to me that his coworker had been gotten sick because he was moving bad blood around. Well, bad blood is unplugged blood. It wasn't plugged in, and apparently either he got sick. I really didn't understand whether the man just threw up and was getting sick by seeing what he saw, or that he had actually been getting sick from contamination. I believe it's the first of the two, to be honest with you. However, there were people who, officers who went in afterwards, and the last thing they said to their partner was, oh, my God, it's exploding. Oh, my God, it's exploding. So, what was he talking about?
Well, it's the same thing. Like, we have firefighters in the new film saying, look at the bombs going off, or it looked like detonators.
Right.
And we have the video of the blast points going down the sides of the building. What about Larry Silverstein? I mean, he says they pulled it. We have the New York Fire Department telling AP reporters, get back, we're going to pull it.
Right.
That is the demolition term.
Yes, it is.
Did you run across any of that?
Yes. Oh, and they pulled 7. There's no two ways about that. And that's about money. Every building that, you just said the man's name.
Larry Silverstein.
Right, Silverstein, thank you very much. Every building that he owned is gone, and it's being rebuilt or is rebuilt. And he just purchased those right before. And that is one of the things that someone said to me. You know,
we got a break. I want to hear about it when we get back. We'll go right to calls. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs. Ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Globalists are building their entire police state, their control grid, on the foundation of 9/11. They were already setting up their police state before 9/11, and they said, oh, the terrorists are about to attack, and when they attack, give up all your rights, and then you'll get security. And then the terrorists did attack, and now they're saying, okay, now the next attack's going to be bigger, and we're going to take even more of your rights. This is the new way of life, okay? But the borders are going to stay wide open. My new film, Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State, is really three films in one. We cover the latest police state developments. We go to ground zero. We document what really happened on 9/11 like no other film does. We detail how the globalists carried out September 11th. We tell it like it is. We don't mince words. Then the third part, we show the driving ideology, the philosophy of the New World Order. We show the Nazi death cult connections to Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, the Bushes, Arnold Schwarzenegger. It is such an important film. It is really getting rave reviews. I'm very proud of the film. It's $25.95, 2 hours, 35 minutes long. You're authorized for nonprofit educational purposes to make copies of it, to spread it around. That's how it'll have a big effect. This film will not be seen. This film will not have an effect unless you order it, and unless you make some copies of it, please, and those that have made copies of my other films in the past, thank you. Please get this video. Please make more copies of it than you made of any other film I've made. Get them out to people. Air them on Access TV. Get them out to public officials, people in your area. The toll-free number to get this new video is 1-888-253-3139. Again, that's 888-253-3139. Or you can just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or you can go to prisonplanet.tv and watch it online in high bandwidth or low bandwidth, depending on your connection. All my other 12 films, my weekly TV report, we've had prisonplanet.tv coming up on a year. That much time has gone by. There's a whole year of weekly TV shows there, or like 11 months of them. So there's prisonplanet.tv, where you can read my book, Paul Watson's book. It's all there. Dozens of other great films we've posted, we've been authorized to post. My best audio interviews from the radio show, prisonplanet.tv, monthly and yearly subscriptions, 15 cents a day. A coffee costs you about $1.50. And it just makes it possible for us to pay for the bandwidth. We still put a lot of video out for free for everybody. In fact, I'd say now about 40% of martial law is posted on segments on prisonplanet.com for free for people that don't want to pay the 15 cents. My goal is to simply get the word out to people. So please call and get martial law and get some of the other videos. To get the three-tape special, you save $18. I want to go to some calls now. We're talking to Sergeant Matthew, who's just done an incredible job. And, Matthew, everything you've said has just confirmed the information we already have. Other than the looting, I heard a lot of looting went on. What about the government admits over $100 billion in a Federal Reserve gold reserve that was in the bottom of the buildings, down in the basement, obviously, where they told the rescue workers not to go. Were you there during the later period of excavation when they did go into those areas? Because gold isn't destroyed. I mean, gold isn't destroyed.
No, if at the worst, at the very worst, all that would happen is it would melt and move about, but it would still be collectible. It's a very
but all these thousands
durable.
And thousands and thousands of giant gold bars in those vaults, which they admit was there. Were you guys discussing that, or was there any?
Yes, there was a discussions about it. There was like the humorous, oh, if I get one of those, you know, I'll be set for life type things. But it was people, I mean, they were seeing it, but the only people who were allowed in were special operations or whether it be military or police. And it was very, very strict about that.
And then there was no discussion. I mean, they admit the gold was there. I have articles pre-9/11.
Right.
These giant gold vaults are there, and then there's no discussion of it.
And then they said that they must have moved it or it was destroyed, because then what the last things that were said was, oh, my God, you know, where did this gold go to? So you have some people.
A lot of people think the globalists took the gold out beforehand.
Well, if I was them, I probably would have too. If, you know what I mean? I don't want to sound like I support anything that they did or are doing, but you have to admit the way they're doing this is extremely tyrannical. And you know, aside from not being able to keep a secret to save their lives and bragging like crazy on television. They really can't, they can't keep a secret. But these people are, they're really serious.
My last point, have you heard about this high-level Army official who's now gone public in federal court and released the documents? They're not being disputed that the Army did drills in 76 of hijacked jets, hijacked by box cutters, wielding Arabs.
Absolutely.
And I
studied those in my, if you notice some of my certificates of training, preparation for terrorism, terrorism awareness, first responder, etc. Those were all studied, and they were studied pre and post 9/11.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I have the 1999 FEMA terrorism report, and it's got crosshairs right on the towers.
Yes, it does. Yes, it. I have the same exact document, actually.
Was there any discussions? Well, and then, by the way, that's in the extras of Road to Tyranny, that DVD. What about Now, there's so many questions here, but I mean, how many people were talking at Ground Zero? Did anybody get an inkling that, man, guys with box cutters couldn't do this? Or
yeah.
What did they say when they said, oh, we found a passport?
Everybody said
when they said
thing.
We found a passport, what did they say?
To tell you the truth, that's when it really started to get hot, if you know what I mean. People really started getting upset about that, because if you had been there, you would have known that no passport would have made it down. You would know it instinctively. And people started looking at each other. People started getting afraid. There was like an us and them right there on the site. Well, you don't have clearance, so I can't talk to you. At least not right now. I'll talk to you later when we're drinking. And that's the way it was. More information came out at the pubs than they did at the station.
So what were people saying when they're on the news going, we found a ring with blood on it, it's the hijacker, we found two passports? I mean, what were people saying at the bars minus the profanity?
No,
I can imagine, yeah.
They were aghast. To tell you the truth, there was a lot of people who were really ready to quit their jobs and walk away. There are people who have walked away from their jobs as a result of their involvement. And their lives and everything have picked up and done their exodus, if you will. They've left.
Because they know.
They do know. It's happening. It really is happening. And people want to play ostrich, and they think that if, you know, in traffic sometimes you see this phenomenon all the time. People see an 18-wheeler making a turn around, a really precarious turn, and it looks like it could maybe possibly hit their car. What do? Look away. They don't move their vehicle. They don't look to see if there's somewhere that they can back up. They look away.
I've noticed that. They disassociate.
That's right.
Let's go to some calls. Yeah, because they think that the world is inside their head and that they govern reality with their imaginary little world. David in California, thanks for holding. You're on the air with our guest.
Hey, how you doing, Matthew?
How you doing?
I'm great. Hey, God bless you, first of all, and just always remember that he's in charge, man.
Oh, yes. Amen.
We don't have to worry about too much because he's in charge. Hey, what I wanted to ask specifically, I've heard reports, I've heard innuendo that some of the securities companies that were in the World Trade Centers were dealing in DD 214 forms, that they were selling essentially military registrations, birth certificates, so on and so forth, with respect to military personnel. Have you heard of anything like that? Is there anything that you might be able to shed light on?
Well, I know they did a lot of their insider trading, the CIA did, out of the buildings before they do it. What the mafia or the criminals will do is they'll move a bunch of criminal operations 6 months before they do something into something they're going to torch. And then, you know, it's like they move the records on Waco and on Vince Foster into the Alfred P. Murrah building
right
before they blew it up.
Right.
But comments on that?
Yes, I do have a comment on that. Actually, it seems to be what you're referring to, and if it's the same thing that I'm aware of, what happened is there are some people who were defecting and running away, like I just suggested, and they sold their identifications beforehand to buy some time for themselves. I'm sorry to anybody who that hurt, but that's the truth of the matter. They sold their identities to buy time for themselves.
All right, David, thanks for the call. Up next is Mark in Nevada. Mark, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good.
I want to say sorry to hear the way you firefighters have been treated and everything, but I can't say I'm surprised. I was in the Marine Corps myself, and I was injured by the anthrax shots. And they made us take those shots even though we were about to get out. I've had health problems ever since, and they did the same thing to us veterans.
And I'm going
to
add this. I got to add this. It was a federal crime every time they did that. Those were experimental shots.
Yes, it was.
Even if you're in the military, you've got to give them your consent, and they didn't do that.
Nope. Yep. And I served my whole time honorably, and they treat us like we're nothing but Kleenex, you know.
Yep.
I'm not surprised, but I want to ask you about World Trade Center 7, where Giuliani and Jerome Hauer had their little headquarters set up.
Right.
Wondering, what have you heard about what WTC-7 was actually used for?
WTC-7 was, from my understanding, it was set up the day before and the day before that, as early as the 9th, to run this exercise. They pulled that building because there was no way that they could conceivably move the data that was in there. They accomplished what they wanted.
Yeah,
they
Tripod 2, and then the FEMA spokesman on the nightly news said that they were doing a drill. Then they said it was a conspiracy.
Uh-huh.
And then Giuliani last year got up and admitted, I have it all on tape.
Yep.
He got up and said, yeah, luckily the Port Authority was already moved out.
Mm-hmm.
I pulled out that morning.
Mm-hmm.
It was part of a drill, and Tripod 2 was tied in to the drills of flying hijacked jets into those buildings. Folks, this is the Associated Press. What is the mathematical chance that they were running drills of the exact same thing happening at the exact same time? It's impossible.
It's not possible. It is not possible. Mathematically, the potential for that is so far away that you'll time travel before that will happen.
That's a good way to put it.
You know?
So, I mean, were there any comments about 7? You said you were there that night. I mean, 7, 5:30 at night falls perfectly?
When 7 fell, there was a few people on the fence. They got off the fence very quickly. They knew what happened. We had just watched two buildings fall identically. What plane hit 7? Please tell me which plane hit 7, because I don't know about it.
Oh, by the way, the new FEMA report, there's been a new government report just put out, commissioned by FEMA. First they said they don't know why it fell, then a gas tank. No, it wasn't a fuel oil tank. Now they're saying that the North Tower hit it, but in their own official debris field map, the North Tower didn't hit it. Now they're saying the North Tower hit it and knocked out its main support column.
Oh, boy. If what they said was true, most of Manhattan would be flattened.
Well, it fell. I've been there. I've got the video. They admit
down.
It didn't hit Building 7.
It fell straight down. The furthest anything went was 75-something feet. That's it. Nothing went beyond 75 feet.
But I mean, that's admitted, but now... The government's put out a new report going 7 fell because the North Tower hit it.
Yeah, that's not true.
I mean, they might as well say because Donald Duck chewed through the girders.
Well, I'd like to say something that we've not touched on at all, and that it's just too wacky for me to even believe that no one's paying attention to. Under the law, the airport that George Bush would have had to fly out of would have been closed, and it would have been considered a national threat of security because of its size and its proximity to where the president was that day. In addition to which, the principal of that school that morning said, George, the president came in and said that the World Trade Center had been hit, but we were going to go ahead anyway. He thought it was a Cessna. And then
normally, if anything happens, that he stops his whole
itinerary.
That's
right. It's called negligence. He is negligent.
Bare minimum. Thank you for the call, Mark. Chris in Kentucky. Chris, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes, thanks, Alex, and thank you, Matthew.
Thank you.
You know, you're a great American. We need to get more information out. You know, I have news clips before the planes impact. There were even news reporters had witnessed there were no windows on those planes.
Mm-hmm.
And there was also a pod that was attached under the second tower that was hit, and it was I saw that in a film, 9/11 in Plain Sight.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of obvious things that are going on.
Some people say that there was a holograph around a missile,
yeah,
and that went through. And you know,
look, regardless, we know the official story is a fraud.
It was a fraud.
Yeah,
it really was.
Whether it was laser guided missiles or it doesn't matter. But if you remember in the that show that they have with most of the people from the X-Files, the computer
Lone Gunman.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, thank you very much. Lone Gunman. The man said in the movie, I don't want anything to do with this. I'm afraid and I'm going to back out.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing. They are scaring us to death.
They're putting us in such fear.
Well, for those who don't know about the Lone Gunman, months before 9/11, a secret government group, by remote control, hijacks a passenger jet to fly it into the towers for a police state. And again, it's all part of this flaunting. Anything else, Chris?
Yeah, and I just want to give a big salute to you again. And it's just like the Pentagon, no wreckage. So this is obviously a government setup.
All right, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Richard in Alabama. Richard, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. Could you tell us in percentages, what happened to the careers of the New York firefighters? Like, what percentage had to quit? What percentage were fired?
Unfortunately, I do not know those figures, but I can tell you something, and it may sound like I'm taking a smart aleck way, but I'm not. 100% of those who cooperated, their careers went sky high. 100% of those who did not cooperate have nothing but problems. And I know that sounds, like I said, it sounds a little slippery, but it's the truth.
Yeah.
The people who cooperated, they succeeded, but some 50% of the people who were there are dying or sick.
Oh, man.
And there's a lot of good people, a lot of good people that are up there. You know, I have to tell you, when the first dog died there, it was a hard day for a lot of people.
Oh, you mean dogs were dying on the spot?
That's right. There was a dog, I believe it was the eighth day that the dog died. And I just cannot think of Jim's dog's name, and I do believe his name is Jim, who was the handler, and he was a great guy. He would let you pet his dog. I'm a handler myself. I have a dog who lives with me, and she's done her job, you know, until she couldn't anymore. And they're very therapeutic. And when
all
that
right,
dog
final,
died,
Richard, any other questions?
Write a book and make a video. Hurry.
I'm working on it.
All right. We'll be back and talk to Harvey and a few others in the final segment. Amazing interview. Stay with us, Matthew. We'll be right back on the other side. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long, for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight, going out on your AM and FM dial, simulcasting on Global Shortwave during the day at 9.987, or is it 89, and at night at 3210, and the internet at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Real fast, three final calls. Harvey in Florida, then Mike and Mike. Harvey, go ahead.
Yes, hello, Alex and Sergeant Matthew.
Hello.
I'd like to tell you, wasn't just the asbestos in the towers.
No, not at all.
there were so many cathode ray tubes hooked up to the computers there that the toxic mercury and the heavy metals is what you were breathing.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you a personal story. I'll make it very quick. My daughter Melissa, who's about 30 years old, was pregnant, and she was about 20 blocks away. Within several weeks after the 9/11 happening, let me put it that way, she was in the subway on her way to work.
Miscarriage.
A spontaneous miscarriage, that's correct. And she's the most healthy, most natural, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, most perfect human being ever.
What a horrible tragedy.
I'm sorry to hear that. I'm very sorry for your loss.
So, this globalist just dealing death. Look at the Terry Schiavo case. Everywhere they go, it's just death, death, death. Anything else, Army?
Yes. The EPA, the lady resigned because she was told to say how healthy the air was there in New York. Now, just let me also say that I also have a personal friend, a neighbor of mine, that was a consultant, that is a consultant, to Deutsche Bank.
Mm-hmm.
Was in the Trade Center area there. I believe maybe even in Building 7.
Yeah, Deutsche Bank.
Deutsche Bank. And he told, when I started asking him about what he was doing there, he told me he's sworn to secrecy.
And he was. It's actually like what you hear about the Masonic rituals and whatnot like that. When you are accepted into these societies, it's a circle within a circle within a circle within a circle within a circle, and you are on a need-to-know basis. And because
it's all compartmentalized. Got to go quick. Thanks, Harvey. Mike in Illinois, then Mike in Arizona. Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, Alex. Listen, great show. Guest, great to have you on there. And I just want to ask you both a question here. Alex, when the World Trade Centers went down, a friend of mine, his brother lived in Manhattan, and he was about maybe, five or six blocks. And he said when between the first and the second tower, when it came down, he said the local news there had said at that point they had not even known about a second aircraft that hit the tower. They were just totally, he said that they were brainwashing the people. The local news knew that there was a plane that hit, but yet the weather reporters and stuff that do the traffic in the morning, they're still saying, we don't know what happened to the tower.
It gets worse than that. We know that Building 7 ran the command and control for the whole complex.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody was on the radio, even after they had the firefighters were evacuating, and they were sitting there saying, stay at your desk, stay at your desk. Thanks for the call, Mike. Did you hear about that?
Yes, I did.
So who was saying stay at your desk?
I personally think that the people who were being encouraged to stay at their desk were not so cooperative, if you know what I mean.
Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Arizona. Mike, go ahead.
Matthew, you mentioned the possibility of tactical nukes early on.
Mm-hmm.
Was anyone measuring radioactivity at the ground site there?
To my knowledge, in a very short period of time, there is going to be a book that's coming out that will explain some other things. And, yes, there is somebody working on it that I am aware of. And
so were there devices there? I mean,
it is my belief that that is yes. Completely yes.
Thank you.
Anything else, Mike?
No, sir.
All right, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
All right, well, Sergeant,
Alex, can I just tell you, I want to throw something at you real quick. I just got an instant message, and it's so small that I just want to share it with you.
Yeah, we got about 30 seconds.
Okay, it says, Chaplain, I've been through an awful, challenging life. I'm brokenhearted as I've held the dream that if I kept plugging away and persevered, one day I'd be dealt with. All I dealt with would have been worth the effort and the anguish. Now, what's the deal? My house isn't my own. My car, not my own. My words, not my own. My opinion is my own, and that's about all I'm allowed to keep to myself. Thank you for your interview with Alex Asayi.
All right. Well, good having you on, and we'll try to have you back on. And we're flat out of time. God bless.
Thank you.
All right. That's it. That's all she wrote. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. Thank you for joining us. God bless.